Warning, this podcast is not safe for work, home, school, kids, pets, anyone, or anything that is squeamish, easily offended, or overly religious. You have been warned. Welcome to Rob's Basement, where we drink beer while playing, testing, and talking about all things Schwab Entertainment. If you make it to the end of the podcast, please share and comment.
All right, so after that little brief interlude, we discussed the merits and flaws of Last Jedi and the merits and flaws of Solo. We're all in agreement. Both movies are movies, and we're moving on. All right. So,
well then,
you have left this room full of the contraption. You destroyed the contraption with the David Cronenberg spear. There is, and there's around the corner in this chamber, there is a staircase that descends down to a room that Cecil Howe has kindly noted as 7.
I remember that.
Thanks, Larry.
We love you, Larry.
I will.
Let's go down to
get
7.
Back into my flying machine and jump up and down on this contraption a little bit, make sure it's dead.
You get shit all over your boots.
Sure. Contraption boots.
All right, so you crush the contraption underneath your big metal construct's boots. And the room is very quiet. The pyramid is very quiet. All of you are quiet, having escaped some horrific calamity that might
Diddle's
have...
Diddle's not breathing.
Diddle's not breathing, clutching his Cronenberg spear and his scimitar of doom.
Somebody else want to look around the corner? Down in room 7?
Yeah, I'll be kind of sneaky and...
All right, so you tiptoe to the corner and peer down those stairs.
I'm a thief-like. I'm pretty...
Yeah, you're thief-like. That's it.
Pretty sneaky. No magic.
And I just want to say that for a guy named Joe Jackoff, you're pretty sexy, too. All right, so you get to the edge, and you peer down, and you see that it goes down for quite some distance and ends at a landing. And you can see there's an opening at the very end of this passageway. To your left, there's an opening, like an archway, that leads to the chamber beyond.
You guys hear that?
I'm going to stand at the top of the stairs and use all my extrasensory perception and see what I see.
All right, you get no magical funkiness except for that kind of low-level necromancy that seems to pervade this place.
Nothing with shadow sight.
No.
Nothing else going on.
It's a stone passageway. There are more scenes, hieroglyphs in the walls that depict the more unspeakable acts of human suffering and torment.
All right, guys, go past me. Go past me.
All right, we're going to briefly draw this lovely map. There you go. There we go. There we go. The turret's gone. We'll put this little cloth to my tongue.
Should have been able to get Larry's original
Alabama oil light
on that.
I thought. All right, the map's on his ass.
The map is on my ass. All right. There we go.
Sure you don't want to use some of my spit, but... I've
got a big bladder full of your spit, but I'm saving it for Christmas. So what you see is a big square room. There is a pillar that extends from floor to ceiling. There's some gravel and garbage on the bones of the floor. Who was going down first?
I was.
Okay. And then I'm guessing the goblin and the wizard were next. And then... Old man Scrapey is tracking down behind. I'm going to put you back there because you're still like, oh my god, it's so tight.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
So the big round thing on the map is the pillar.
The giant pillar.
And those are two doors?
They look like stone panels, but you can also kind of, from where you're standing, you see they're on spindles, so you can just push on one side, and they'll turn
into like a Nazi fireplace room,
right
on the other side,
where Indiana Jones has been trapped for 4,000 years. But he's got the cute German girl with him, so it's okay.
How long has she been trapped down there?
Only 22 minutes. She's really upset about the. She's really, really upset about the desiccated corpse of Indiana Jones. What do you mean I'm not going to get a fourth movie?
I guess you chose poorly.
Well.
Alright, so based on my vantage point, can I see anything?
Well, as you look in the room, uncoiling around the base of this thing is this gigantic snake. And I need all four of the front people, not including the robot who is making his way, scraping his way down the stairs. Give me a will challenge roll with three banes.
Man, is this for what type of effect, really quick?
Fuckery.
General fuckery.
Just general fuckery.
Four, that'll do it, right?
Nailed it.
Good, good, good.
All right, so no from Jay, no from Potts.
Yeah, I made mine.
You made yours, you good? All right, those who failed gain one insanity, and you cannot avert your eyes from this creature, the basilisk, for one round.
This creature, the basilisk.
All right.
Sorry, guys.
Oh, this guy's good. I like this guy. I want to fuck him in the mouth. All right. We're going to use this weird rhino creature because I think it's hilarious. according to D&D lore, this is a trihorn behemoth. All right, so there we go. Fast turns.
All right, so what was the effect?
One insanity. So if you get insanity, you're frightened for a number of rounds equal to your insanity total, and you cannot avert your eyes from it for one round.
If you fail.
Right. I was wondering if they're... What their effect was.
They're staring at a giant.
Yeah. They're like, oh my god, look how beautiful this giant snake is. All right, fast turns.
I'm assuming this is a monster.
In fact, Troy, it is.
Cool.
Go hunt it, my friend. Go hunt it.
You need to charge it?
Yeah, I'm going to charge it.
You got the stones of a stonemason.
Oh, that's a monster. So. Sure, yeah, he's prey, all that.
Yeah, yeah, whatever.
Fuck the rules.
Yeah, right. Whatever. Just fucking roll dice. I don't care.
That is a natural 20 plus 10.
Coward!
Total of 30.
Yeah, 30 is fine.
By 10.
I would say by 12.
Okay, cool. That's all the dice.
I am going to spread you like peanut butter crunchy style in just a moment.
Roll about 12 sixes right there.
Well. Let's see, there's 10, 20...
You and Jane had that before you?
No. Obviously, that wouldn't help.
30 points.
All right, good hit. You come up and just smack the fuck out of it. Anybody else going on fast turns? Going once, going twice?
One more. Make that 31.
Slow turns.
Drop, make it 31, I forgot.
All right, well, that almost killed him, I didn't. Yeah. All right, anyway. anybody else going to go on fast? Frightened can't go on fast turns, you can only go slow. Once, twice, four times, lady, here we go. Big Scary is coming to sink his fungas into your funga. That will be a 19 plus 7 is 26.
Yep.
I really, really like this effect if it goes off. So, Troy, you have to fill your roll. All right. Take 9, 10, 12 damage. And then give me a strength challenge roll with three banes.
Okay. I get a 15 plus 5 is 20, so I can even with
you can't get to a 14.
Coward! All right, so you're fine. You take half damage on a success. So you're still going to take a little bit of love. That's 7, 9, 12. So take 6 damage from the poison. You're not poisoned, however, because you managed to pull the fangs out of your body before they fully injected you with their delicious man butter effect. Slow turns.
Alright, I am going to, moving at half speed, I'm going to move 6 forward.
Un, da, trois.
Un, da. You're
stuck. And then as part of my move, I can jump 3d6 yards.
You can't, there's not enough room overhead.
I was hoping it would be more like a somersault over
just,
my
yeah, body. Yeah, I know.
I can duck, right?
You're kind of stuck in...
All right, so now they don't block me, though, because I'm size 3 and they're size 1, so I'm just going to move through them.
Just fucking do it.
All right.
Stop.
So, move another 6.
So I use my action to rush.
All right.
And then I'll use my move to move up next to it.
All right, so you're up there in his grill. Okay.
Actually, if I've got free move at that point, because I'm not, I'll go all the way around behind him.
All right.
Because I got a 12 at that point.
Perfect. So, hello, big basilisk.
And a reach of 3, so I'll move back.
Anybody else going in slow?
Yeah, I'm going to drop the Cronin spear and pull out my...
The Cronenberg spear screams, no!
Look at me. And I'm going to pull out my shield and
scimitar, and I'm going to charge this motherfucker.
I apologize. You guys
you're now standing inside of a pillar.
My robot.
I'm in a pillar. I like pillars.
You're not standing. You're no longer in the pillar. All right, get up there.
All right.
Don't roll a one.
Okay. That's natural 20.
See, it doesn't work that way.
It only works with Matt.
And Joe.
That's 28.
Yeah, that's by five.
All right. Sweet. Damage. So I deal max damage. So that is 37.
Beautiful. Still up.
Is he injured?
No.
Damn.
All right, so I can only move slow.
Yep.
But I have to keep looking at it.
You can't avert your gaze, baby.
All right. So, let's stab this fucker. I'm going to move.
Oh, my. Speed. This is the most courageous I've ever seen you be.
I know, right? That's the last one. Let's die.
Let's fucking do it.
Move my speed plus a little skirmishy. And that's going to be a 23.
That's by five. So you get an extra turn. You can trigger right twice around now, so
okay.
You can fuck in the mouth.
So let's see. You got 1, 2, 3. And that is a 10.
All right. He will take his 10 and say thank you very much. He is now injured.
All right. And then I'll do him again. That is a 17.
Seven.
Wait, let me. 18.
Did you math that right? All right. You
math
hit right on the nose.
Alright. That's not skirmish, so. That's gonna be a 7.
Alright, he's still there. What you got for me?
Fireball against his agility.
You're fireballing him?
You're fireball all of
love
us.
Love it! What's the radius of your fireball?
All of it.
Oh, damn it. Hold on.
You're committed to
add one more damage.
Do it. Do it.
Add one more damage for me from backstab. I forgot.
He almost dies.
No.
All right. So you got to drop right. You got to drop
actually,
an intersection.
Before that, I have to move.
Yes.
Here.
All right. So all now right. You choose your
now
spot
see,
wisely.
Now that I can see where everyone's at.
Fucking fireball it. Get the whole fucking room.
Let's get the whole room.
Was it a five-yard radius?
Five-yard radius, yeah.
I love it! There is no way you can unfuck your party.
You're right.
But I like it. If you drop it right there, you can get them all. If you drop it back here, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You can get Diddle. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And you just only get Diddle. That would be cowardly.
You're right. Let's put it in the middle.
That's right! Give me some damage. Oh, that's the saddest fireball roll I've ever seen.
9, 10, 11, 12. Jesus.
All right, everybody in the mix, make an agility roll.
I think half of all damage right now, so I'm not going to roll because it doesn't matter.
16. So what was that?
6 if you failed. That's 6 if you made. 12 if you failed. That is so poor.
Fuck.
Jesus, that sucks.
Anybody else?
Really bad rolls.
Once, twice, three times. I haven't gone yet, so I'm going to... No, I did go.
Yeah, you went fast.
End of the round. Each creature within medium range of the basilisk that can see it must either use a triggered action to avert its eyes from the basilisk gaze or make a strength challenge roll to Banes. Two of you cannot avert your gaze, so you have to make strength challenge rolls. The rest of you guys can choose.
Avert.
To Banes?
Yep.
Okay. Wait, maybe. Okay, hold on.
Yeah, I got an 8.
16. I made exactly a 10.
You made a 10 on the nose?
Yeah.
So they're all the same.
You failed?
7 minus 2 plus 5.
Yes!
Oh, that's right. Plus 5.
So all right, so you failed. You take 13 damage.
All
right. If that incapacitates you, you drop dead. Otherwise, people who avert their gaze, you make attack rolls against them with 2 banes, and the creatures make attack rolls against you with 2 boons. All right, that brings to top of the round.
So I have 2 banes on attack rolls?
He did not avert your gaze. You're fine.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Right.
All right. Construct is going to attack. He's just going to punch it twice.
No.
First one is a 13. Next one is a 22.
22 hits.
Take 8.
I've had this pen since college. Anyway, yeah, he's still hit, still alive, still moving, still wiggling. It smells like stress and fear.
It smells like brick.
Bad decisions. Oh, it does. 22 is not by 5.
Take 1 die out.
I like beer. You like beer. What kind of beer you like?
American beer drinker, baby.
Well, that's good. I like that.
Tecate.
Says the man drinking Tecate.
American.
No, I'm an American who drinks beer. I'm not a drinker of American beer.
33.
This is in America, damn it.
All right, it drops to the ground dead. Good job. Good job.
Yeah. All right.
I'm going to take one of its fangs to kill a Horcrux.
Good. Please do.
I'm gonna dip the Cronenberg in its fang poison, fang juice.
All right, he's got fang juice. He's got a whole sack that's usually labeled
sack
fang
one
juice.
One of my healing because I'm down
24.
I'm curry or
new. I'm
gonna use 11 of my 49.
Label fang juice.
So 24, I get 16.
I drink
so 8
that beer.
On each.
Mm-hmm. 3 fang juice. Okay.
3 for right back.
How many you got left? Are you good? Or?
It's chai.
I've used 14 out of 49.
It's a chai sour.
So I got 35.
Can I get 4?
I've got some closed wound too. So
okay. Go ahead and take those. We'll work through mine. You give one to him if you want. Yeah, you can get 4 there. That's 18. You're good.
Was
4
in touch.
Okay.
Yes. What if it doesn't have a target line listed to you?
Magic.
Mm-hmm. Reach my giant size 3 finger out and tap you on this tiny little head.
I'm even looking.
All right, so I'm fucked. It's not gonna work.
It's not just fucked. It's all for you.
It's L for me.
It's Christmas time for you.
I fried them. So.
So you can
I was
do it
trying
yourself.
To help out a little bit.
Fair enough.
Did you get it?
I'm on SE6. I'm good.
Closed wound is only good for me.
I'll just give you that many back.
He's got like 22 castings left.
Yeah, 35
castings left.
All right, so you're in this room. There are 2 swinging doors to the east.
Oh, aren't they lucky?
2 swinging doors and 5 swinging decks.
Let's open them.
I think that would be a good Leroy Jenkins moment.
Yes. Right. Somebody should run right through.
Leroy Jenkins moment.
1 tank through each door.
Right.
Cronenberg first.
Should tag him on this podcast, see if he gets Google alerts.
Alright, so you go to the doors and check out those doors. They don't budge. They seem to be locked or secured in some way.
Can we try and force them?
You try.
I have a 17 strength in robot form.
You bust down the door.
Alright.
Which one?
We're going through this one.
The left one.
They both open the same chamber, and it appears to be a treasure vault of some kind. Not a fortune. Some kind. Of a kind. Or rather, just a treasure vault. This room is filled with 10,000 gold crowns. Just spread across the floor.
We count them all.
Start picking them up and count them all?
No.
You can. You've
got
2 time.
Diamonds worth a million. What do we need?
It's only worth 1,000. Jesus.
There are 5 times the value of what those diamonds are worth right here.
Man, I should have gone gunslinger.
I have no way to carry any of these coins. I'm not that kind of wizard.
Just make a bag out of the baskets. We'll come back later.
You just like throw them over your shoulder.
Right? Make full of 10,000 coins worth of
hollowed out snake's tail.
Alright, there you go. We're going to hollow out a snake's tail and fill it with gold coins, and it's going over my shoulder.
Alright, who all's filling the bag?
I'm going to snake tail.
Let's go. Let's just leave.
Do you want a different path?
Yes.
We did say that you were filling up the hollowed out snakeskin butt. So who's doing it?
I was making the snakeskin bag. So
you made the snakeskin bag.
Who's shoveling coins in there.
You're shoveling coins in there. Anybody else?
I'm keeping watch.
You're keeping watch, coward.
Yeah, I'm keeping watch. Someone has to.
Oh, fucking cowards! Alright.
Seriously, even this coward has gotten brave. All right. I'll fill that sack.
I'm sure you would.
I rushed earlier.
Unfortunately, the two people who were shoveling coins in the bag are both cursed. You cannot heal damage.
Excellent.
Sweet.
Until the curse is lifted.
So is my huge construct cursed, since that's what I'm in?
Was a construct part of the filling of the bag?
It would be what I'd be getting in it. I'm not getting out of the fucking thing.
So yes, your construct is cursed.
Way to go. You fucked everybody else with your 35 healings.
I don't want to be greedy.
Only one or two.
See, the coward pays off.
I'm getting rid of a curse. Doesn't somebody ever remove curse?
Probably. Is that the end of the room?
I'll learn it when we get done on another adventure.
Oh, perfect.
There's nowhere else to go from your current position.
All right, so back to the other corridor.
Yeah, so we got to go back on, back across the misty pit.
We could buy a cure for $10,000.
Stairwell.
You do have to go across the misty room.
Then who's laughing?
I am so moist.
All right, so
we charge across as best we can. So we're not there for.
You take the scimitar halfway, you throw it back to the other guy, and you hold your breath. Because
it's still
away.
It affected me too.
Oh.
It see through his pores.
All right, so you go back up the way you would come.
And hold my form breath.
So you go back up. You go back up the stairs. You go to the contraption room, and you head back up to the main antechamber. Where there's still a lot of mist. I need all of you to give me will challenge rolls, please.
Damn it. 19 plus whatever.
Fine.
Yeah, I made it.
Gain 1 extendi. You're fine. You're fine. And you guys can shepherd across Diddle because he is
stupid.
A bit befuddled.
Was it because of the mist, or just generally speaking?
All right, so there's two ways to go. You can go to the pit, or you can go down the staircase to the east.
Is there seeming to be a way down the pit without us dying, or are we just going down the
I don't know. I'm not going to judge. I mean, you might survive the fall. I mean,
sure, I'm going to fly down the pit.
You try, and you plug the pit.
I'm stuck.
The mist stops.
I'm moving to the stairwell to get out of the mist.
Yep.
So I flip over that
definitely.
I'm going down head first.
Okay.
Just seeing.
I like it.
I have dark vision because I'm a dwarf and a construct. Dark sight.
All right, so you're descending down the pit.
Yes.
As you, about halfway down, you see that suspended in the middle of the pit is a golden key. It continues to drop below.
Say what below?
It continues to go below that key.
I don't think I can get past the key, I'm assuming, with my large girth.
Well, you could,
like, take the key. And
just floating in air, right?
All right, I take the key.
All right, you take the key.
And continue.
But the key is cursed.
All right, you
it you is no longer cursed. Take damage.
Or it opens every door.
All right,
doors are also cursed.
You drop all the way down to the bottom, and you find that yourself at the bottom of a room. Ahead of you, to the south, we're going to call it the south, doesn't really matter, there are three circular bronze doors that are set in the wall to the south. And they are each 3 yards across.
It's safe, guys. Come on down.
Guarding them are three giant humanoid figures that are sculpted from smashed together dead people wrapped in chains.
Alright, it's not safe coming up.
Alright, so we're in the
but you found the key.
Do we see anything in the room at the bottom of the stairs?
Yeah, you see you're to check that you're heading down that stairwell. Alright, well you get down to the bottom of the stairs and you see that standing attention are four skeletal warriors. They guard the way the way to a chamber beyond them, and then also a chamber to your right.
So, are they moving? Are we?
Well, they start wiggling when you get in the room.
Four of them.
Five of them.
I guess I'll come back to it.
I can't count.
I can't.
My character can, but I can't.
I've heard some number between 1 and 9. All right.
11! So we just opened two doors to two encounters at the same time?
You did. So okay.
I was just making sure I was following.
You're at the bottom with three guys.
All right.
And then they went down the side passage because...
We're smart.
And then
impressive.
Alban, what wife for your prison pie?
All right.
Oh, dried my tongue out. All right. There we go.
You're basically licking your own ass.
I am licking my own asshole. All
right, so here we go. We've got this big room here. And it goes over like that. And then we have a passageway that goes to the south. I don't know where that really goes yet. I'm sure it will go someplace really interesting. And then over here...
Maybe treasure that's not cursed.
You found the fucking Sword of Suffocation. All right, and so you guys can put yourselves over here. Dan's going to be over here because he is the bottom of the pit. We will find some undead. Let's slide right past you. There you go. Hey, look, guys, it's a Dungeon Command set. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of these assholes in this room. All right. Fast turns. And Dan, you've got 3 big motherfuckers on you.
Can they fly?
They might.
We'll see.
They might transform into meat dragons. 3 fleshy undead things combined make one super fleshy undead thing.
These guys don't have souls.
So no corruption.
No corruption.
Okay.
All right, fast turns.
Are they that close to me?
No.
Or we're just putting them out there? Okay. That's fine.
That's more like it.
I'm going to smack one of those motherfuckers with my scimitar of unbreath.
I could do it. Do it harder.
I think I can reach him without moving, can I?
Ooh, that's a natural 20. That's
what?
A lot. That's a 30.
That's 5-5.
All right, well, I'm going to split my attack between 2 of them.
Give me maximum damage for your first one. And where are you? You're right there. You're on this guy right here.
Nope. So maximum damage for my first one will be 19.
There's no one else for you to attack, so you may as well go ahead and dump it all into him.
Oh, okay.
So how much? So
that would be 37.
37 damage. All right, you obliterate him. He rethinks all of his life choices.
Which he didn't make for himself.
He did not make it for himself. Sorry, Dungeon Command dude. You're back in your box. All right, anybody else going to have fast turns?
I can't trust you down enough road, correct?
There's no limit on it.
Oh, okay, that's right. Yeah, just charge the one there.
Over to Shaw?
Yep. Making my prey.
Okay.
16, 17, 21
is a success. 5-5.
Well, it's 5-5. Okay. 33
damage?
Yep.
You utterly destroy this one. Bye, Dungeon Command guy! Right. Anybody else going in fast?
Frizzledick.
What now?
Would you like to make an attack?
What did you call me?
Frizzledick.
Frizzledick?
Oh, really fuck. Hang on a second. Wait.
Frizzledick to you.
These guys have Swift Strike. They can make an attack against you when you move into their reach. So I got 2 on you. Start with Pots. It's 15, 20 defense.
Nope.
It's right here, 21. Because you're hot and sexy. And that's a miss on you, Troy, so never mind.
That's good to know.
There it is.
I'll go ahead and shoot this guy then.
Perfect!
From my distance.
We'll call him number 3.
Mother. Let's see. Okay, that's a 17.
17 is a hit by 2.
Alright. And then that'll be an 11.
11 damage. Nicely done. Still up. Not injured.
Yeah.
Anybody else going on fast? Once.
Yep. I'm going to go and cast. I'm just going to cast it. Where is it? We're going to cast Shortcut and teleport 100 yards or so up the tube.
All right. You're back at the top. See you over here somewhere.
Okay. You get to take your construct with you?
Yeah. It is me. Me is it.
Okay.
It is they.
Mm-hmm.
I am Groot.
We are Groot. Why is Groot? All right, anybody else in fast? Once, twice, 3 times? All right, I've got 3 guys here with bows and scimitars.
Somebody's up.
But they're going to wait till slow. Slow turns. Anybody? Once, twice, 3 times?
Yeah.
Come on, kitten.
Throw a fireball in this round.
Well, I was looking at meteor to see what the fucking damage
five
was.
5x4?
What the area was. So we're doing augmented attack.
All right.
On.
You gotta get up there. Or are you shooting? Are you shooting?
No, it's staff. So I have to move.
And get it to its grill.
To its grill. Yeah, we'll take the one that's already been hit.
Okay. You might not want to move within both of their reaches.
That guy is going to go switch attack against you. 15, 20 defense.
+1, 14, so yeah, it's a hit.
Take 11 damage. And carry out your action.
I'm going to attack, attack roll with one boon.
Get it. Star Wars?
Yeah, that's why I like last Jedi.
Oh, you coward.
Fucking dick.
Fuck. Oh, come on, you had a boon in that roll because you're having an attack.
That's still a set.
Let's fortune that roll.
Fortune that roll, for fuck's sake. Turn it into a success. All right, you hit. Christ.
All right, we can do that. We got something.
Nine damage.
Somebody got something somewhere.
Got some fortune.
I only used one by one.
How many do we have? I've never used one,
matter.
So I've got one.
Sweet Christmas.
I've got really shitty rolls tonight, so.
All right, well.
One second. Execute order 66. Thank you. Supposed to stab the Jedi in the neck.
All right, let's fuck this up. Wrap this motherfucker up. All right, so okay, we're gonna wrap this up. Okay, so what happens is that on slow turns, my guys get to go. Going to fuck with Troy. Going to fuck with Potts. Gonna fuck with you. You teleported up. Teleporting into your midst, because that seems like a really great idea, is a really scary motherfucker. Let me look at my dungeon command box, Curse of the Undeath, for the miniature of choice. We've got one, right?
This podcast brought to you by
Where's the Coast?
Yeah, I don't find that hard to believe.
I'm pretty sure they're not supporting our podcast at all in any way. Back here is a big scary motherfucker who just shows up. We'll deal with him in a second. All right, so we have our attacks. Bone guard on Troy. Two attacks on you. No boons. Miss. 24. Please enjoy 10 damage. All right, on the wizard. That is a 14.
Fuck.
And even higher. Take 5 and 8 damage for a total of 13. And the lovely Potts. First one is a 19. It's a miss. Second one is a 22.
Oh.
For 10 damage.
Triggered action.
Triggered action. Do you triggered?
On damage, close wounds.
All right, close your wounds.
So that's for half. Healing factor, so yeah, 3, so I'm back to 14 instead of 11.
All right. And the Death Lord just shows up, and it's going to start fucking things up. What is he going to do? I do know what he's going to do.
Fuck good. Things up.
Oh, it's so good. Oh, I'm a fucking coward. We're changing that out. All right, so we're going to do something else instead.
yeah, that's what I meant to do the other time when I was shoveling gold.
I threw a fireball at all my compatriots.
All right, well, if you be fair, I will stick with it.
No, do it.
No, you're going to like this even more. All right, there are, what, 3 of you?
Where?
Oh, 4 of you.
Yeah.
Infinite orgy.
So 1 to 5, 6 to 10, 6 to 10,
no
11 to
guards for nothing.
5, 4, let's see.
Those are the guys that
can't. All right, we'll roll. Here we go. Sorry, Jay, it's coming for you.
Yeah.
He points at you, take 30 damage.
Dead.
All right.
Wait, let's see. Okay. 30 damage. I'm good. I'm injured.
All right, your heart stopped for a minute, and you're really fucked up for there, but you managed to shake it off. All right, we also got... Use your... I think I've got something special. Do I have something special?
It's got a flesh wound.
Don't worry, I'll heal it, guys. No, wait, what's happening?
Why can't I heal?
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah.
Damn gold coins.
Message
for you, sir. And then we're going to do... That was my first action. My second action is going to be cast Death Fog. Stinky. Cube resting the ground 8 yards on the side, extending for a poison long range, the whole fucking room. Sickly green fog spreads the area, remains for duration until dispersed by wind. You're heavily obscured in the area. Each turn, concentrated effect, you can move it. Fog appears, the enemy front ever after. Each little creature in the area must make a strength challenge roll.
What if I'm not breathing?
If you're injured, one bane. You're just in the area. So the strength challenge roll, all of you.
13. 9.
Damn it! Can't you trickery that and get her to use it?
That was the bane removal.
Oh. Alright, if you failed, you take 8 damage and you're poisoned for one round. If you succeed, you take 4 damage.
Alright, what do I do poisoned?
Bane and all rolls.
Alright, so is that... Is that trigger?
You already used a trigger action this round. And then, what's the last thing I'm going to do? Oh, I know what I'm going to do for my third action. We're going to drop in a Shrieking Skull, because I love that spell. So a human skull appears in your midst. Blah, 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 blah. It's got some defense. It's got some health. Cast a spell. I have the skull fly 10 yards to scream. Noise spreads to the sphere, 3-yard radius. So we're going to catch, we're going to drop it back here. 1, 2, 3, it'll catch this dude. 1, 2, 3, you'll be out of it. So it's you, you, and you. Strength challenge roll for damage.
Yeah. 12.
You're fine. All right.
Strength challenge roll.
Damn, I do made it. All right, so that wraps him up. Okay, so we're back to the where the end of the round. This guy's got lethal presence, which is each living creature
bad
in short Christmas. Range.
Bad Christmas.
This is what's going to kill me right here. It's like
that's Goblin, Troy, and Potts. I need you guys to give me a strength challenge roll with one bane.
Is that 2 banes for me because I'm poisoned?
Yep.
What is this? That's it.
Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, is that a 1? Oh, oh yeah, that's a -3 there, buddy.
Take 5 damage.
I'm dead.
All right,
well, I'm down, yeah.
All right, you drop to the ground.
And you can't be healed.
No, and you can't be healed because you're cursed. All right, that takes it to the top of the round. Fast turns.
Because he can come back to his own. Hmm?
It heals damage equal.
He can stabilize if he gets 3 successes in a row.
But he can't go.
And then we can try and get the curse removed and then healed.
Can I attack while stabilized?
No, because you have
mosquitoes the exception.
Alright, so now I'm just a bag of meat you guys have to carry around.
Or not.
We're almost carrying you. Alright.
Oh, yeah, we're almost done.
Fast turns.
I'm going to charge that motherfucker with the Cronenberg.
All right, do it.
You're going to trigger a free throw. Whatever.
Hey, Rob, well, he's charging. So I'm at the top of the stairs. Deathlord is at the bottom of the stairs. Is that pretty much the case? Can I see Deathlord?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm going to thrust the Cronenberg all the way in.
Do it.
Oh, no. So that's a
21. 21. You hit him.
Sweet. So max damage, it would be 32.
That's a weapon, right?
Yeah.
All right, he takes half damage from weapons. Okay, anybody else going fast?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to smack that guy for...
Oh, shit! Are you really? All right.
I am.
What's he doing?
He's summoning a fire genie. You know, all the years I've played this game, I've never actually seen that happen.
Because they don't come in controlled.
They don't come in controlled. They're a bunch of fucking cowards out there. Alright, so two.
Can we choose a different path?
Choose it. Choose it. You know how much you are, man.
Say again?
Choose your space.
Oh.
Right on that fucker.
Yeah, right on top of that fucker.
All right, I'm going to give you the flaming horse.
Wait, there's a guy there. Hold the flaming horse. Looks better.
Where you mean my little pony?
There's a flaming guy right there. It looks better.
Oh, all right, fine.
For all people in the internet land that can see it.
Who cannot see it.
Where you dropping him? Right on top of fucker.
Right here? Yes. All right. Fine.
You have to make a roll upon his appearance. Do you control him? What am I rolling against? I'm checking.
Probably a will of some sort.
I've got it here.
Your will versus his.
Will attack roll against its will.
I fortunately succeed.
16.
Coward!
Unless you...
What?
What did you roll?
A 7.
All right, so he's fortunate to make it a success. So he's compelled, which means on fast turns, you get to decide what he does. You want him to attack, or what do you want him to do?
We are in a fast turn now, so
yeah, he's going to do it.
Attack. All right, so go ahead and make an attack roll. It's plus 4 to your roll.
18
against the Death Lord's defense. That is a miss. All right, good effort, though. We have an end of the round effect, so we also deal with that.
Can I go fast?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm going to cast artillery turrets, technomancy level 4. I create 3 crossbow turrets near and around the top of the stairs. So at the end of the round, all 3 will fire down onto him.
Okay.
And rain hell upon him.
17 on one of the skeleton things.
Got it. It's a success.
Okay. Straight up. Not add any extra. Come on, 26.
Drops. Goodbye, Dungeon Command, dude. All right. Anybody else?
That's right. You win. You win.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
I trust a Cronenberg.
We have the Bone Guard going to go take their turn now. They are going to fuck things up.
Well, wait, you mean they're going to fuck me up because I'm the only one in range.
That's true. You're going to get 4 attacks on you, sir, sweetheart.
I'm kidding.
20. 13.
That's 1 hit.
24.
2 hits.
Miss. You had 2 hits on you for 46 plus 1 damage. 2 damage. 8, 10, 16, 17 damage.
I'm out.
All right, so you drop.
There's the genie free.
Not till the end of next round.
So we can get his ass up.
Oh, wait, triggered action.
Yeah, you didn't trigger action this round, so you could trigger action close.
Still not going to heal me.
What do you got?
Oh, well, shit, no, it's, yeah, it goes to 3. All right, so yeah, it'd be a 3.
So that's,
you're still up.
I'm buried, yeah. And going in negative numbers, no.
Nothing, just no negatives. You're good.
And then chug all your healing potions. You have healing potions, Walker.
Actually,
I
was forgetting that they were actually a part of this game.
Yeah, you have them.
You have at least 2 or worse. I have 4.
You've got 4, don't you?
Of course,
yeah,
I do.
You've got 4.
Hey,
who was adventuring without at least 4?
I have 4.
Not level 10 characters.
Right.
I've got 3 on my.
Alright, so.
Mostly corpse.
The heal wounds.
Got it. Alright.
So I'm back to 3.
Here we go. Big and Scary is about to drop a spell on somebody fun.
Probably the Fire Genie.
God, I hope so.
Definitely.
Okay. Targeting you, Dan, and we're targeting. The Wizard. That's for all of you fans of the Wizard typo. So you start going out of phase. You're starting to be drawn toward each other. I'm making intellect attack roll against your strength scores.
In a romantic kind of way?
Dan, that's a 23. 3 plus 7 is 30 against your
so bad. He's merging him with the construct.
Oh, it's terrible.
All right, he has that line of sight.
So it's construct.
right.
Which it still hits. I just need to see because I'm inside yet, right?
And then that is 19 against your
against my strength, right?
Yeah,
okay.
It's gonna be inside.
So because I hit both of you on a success, target takes 3d6 damage and becomes impaired for one round.
Right.
So Dan, your construct takes 14 damage.
Which is 7.
Eric, you take 17 damage.
You got that right.
I'm back down again.
Now you're down.
All right. I got both targets. Your bodies permanently merge to form a single creature, which becomes impaired until after it completes a rest.
Sweet.
The merged creature's appearance is up to you. You and the construct are one thing. You are coming out of its loins like a giant fleshy cock.
With a charge.
All right. It has a higher the target's strength and lower their... We'll deal with that later. All right, so here we go.
No. I want to hear what my fleshy cock is doing.
So you're one creature now instead of the two. You use a higher the strength score and lower the agility scores. Each target retains its own intellect and will. You both gain 2d6 insanity, so you gain 4 insanity, he can't gain insanity. Corruption scores of any are added together. Target occupies the same space, adding their size together. Your 2 and your 1, so it's 3, or your 3 and your 1, is 4.
Now I can't go down the stairs.
You can't go the stairs at all. Add any other targets to your health. What is your health score?
My health score was 0. Was
no, yeah,
no, the score, not
score,
the
not the damage.
Oh, sorry, 35. 35.
100. So you're at 135 health.
See, you're alive.
He's not like a passed out, prone, dead.
No, he's fully
human cock.
You have the horrifying trait, so everybody has to look. That looks at you has to make a will challenge roll.
This is the best mech suit ever.
Each target can take just one turn each round, so you decide who's taking fast, who's taking slow. If you could see it.
So you could cast spells. You have to tell me my
I have a wizard dick.
But, does it burn?
Will challenge roll.
Yes, it does burn. It's fire.
No, I fucking fail.
Game one insanity. You're frightened for every round. You go your insanity total.
Fuck, it's a hard one.
Hey, you want to really see that?
When I roll those over 19.
All right, that was my first of two actions. My second action is going to be...
You took three actions last time.
Yeah, it's
It's a D3 plus one.
Oh. Damn it.
My next action is going to be to fuck you up.
Since you opened your mouth.
Cocksucker! Wait, that's probably actually still work. 18 against your strength?
Yeah.
All right, you take 66 damage. Oh, the Demon Lord favored me tonight. That is 12, 16, 22, 24 damage. Are you still alive?
Yep.
Damn it. All right. Try to part your bones from flesh. You feel your skeleton trying to tear free from your body, but it stays put like it should. All right, slow turns.
Just waiting for the another round.
Anybody else?
Wait.
I'm going to fucking attack this one.
Wait, did you all attack fast?
No, I didn't attack at all. We just got done with his turn.
Right.
None of us started.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm going to fucking catch my breath.
Hey, you went fast to summon the fire guy.
I went fast.
Well, yeah.
Right, that was
the last round.
No, that was this round. You fired off in fast turns.
Okay.
Yeah, this is when I got 3 crossbow turrets was in the fact, so I'm waiting for the end of the turn to shoot them.
I catch my breath. Can I do it twice?
Actually, you can.
I can. I don't know.
Use an action and use a triggered action to do it, yeah.
Well, I can't use triggered action. I'm going to attack that motherfucker. God damn it.
The guy in front of you? Or sword?
Sword guy. Not sword guy.
Not this one. Sorcerer guy.
Oh, you're going for for Big Scary.
Yeah.
Look at the testicles on Brad. All right.
Oh, he did charge
you. Like a fucking Cronenberg to start with.
Right up his butt. That's probably not. That's not. No, like 14.
14? Miss. All right, anybody else on slow turns? Once, twice, three times. The lady.
Fast,
all right, do you have a roll, big roll for you?
Is it just a D20?
D6.
Yep.
I got any crossbow turrets at the end of the round?
No, it's Bane's in each one of those.
Okay, so we're down to 3 boons.
And then we have...
What did you roll?
3.
Nope, you failed.
21.
He rolled a 3, so...
That's no change.
28.
I'm rolling some good D20s tonight. 18
and 24. 21, 28, 24.
All 3 hit?
All 3 by 5 against agility.
You get a side shot.
Yeah.
I'm double checking.
Yep.
No, it's defense. That's defense.
Defense is 20.
Okay, so only one crit. All right, so it's going to be a total of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, yeah, a crit, extra dice, and then plus 9. 9, 10, 21, 31, 33.
All right, and then I need everybody within short range of him. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's Troy. Goblin, don't worry about it. Diddle, give me a strength roll with one bane.
10 on the money.
Yeah.
Good?
Pass.
Did you fail?
No, it would have been fine. 13. Good. Second.
All right, let me roll for Big Scary. Death Lord, anything else? End of the round, he sheds his attrition. Each living creature in the short range, the Death Lord must get a successive strength challenge roll with one bane. So that's all of you again.
Another one?
Yep.
And another one.
Just you're going for us, or actually, Goblin,
we're farther away than 5 yards.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Did you fail?
Yeah.
You die.
All right, I'm dead.
Yeah, I made it.
You made it? You have to roll two because you're in the mix.
Oh, we're within 5 yards? We're at the top of the staircase.
Yeah, we're...
Oh, right.
No,
right,
you're fine. Remember?
I am now the Mech's penis.
Right!
I'm about to get out of
you
the
You did next. This! Don't get upset!
Okay, then. Sweet Christmas. I just want this to be over. All right, so... fast turns. I've got... I'm going to roll my rounds. I rolled three actions. First action for my guy is going to go first. He's going to cast a travel spell and disappears and goes somewhere else. You managed to destroy that last guy because that's all that's left, and you're now left with the hulking automaton of doom, which is Dan and Eric's bastard love child.
But they can't move, so we're stuck in the tunnels.
Yeah. And that'll do
Can
it.
Can you dismantle the automaton around him?
Yeah. We're going to have to cut you apart.
Well, good times tonight, guys.
All right, good times.